Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, listeners. Before we start, this is just a reminder that last week I uploaded another new series of premium episodes. That's Premium Series 23. And it's a vocab builder series, which essentially includes two episodes in which I demonstrate some target language for you and then bring it to life with lots of memorable examples. And then in the third part, there's a memory test to help you remember the target language and pronunciation drills to really help push your pronunciation of sentences in English. In those drills, you have to basically repeat after me, and it forces you to develop your sentence stress, your connected speech, and your short-term memory for being able to hold whole chunks of English in your head while also making them come out of your mouth successfully. Because often that's part of the problem, is that you've got the language, maybe you know the language, but it's hard to just connect the language as it's stored in your head to make it actually come out of your mouth. It's a lot of the time it's a short-term memory exercise. Anyway, the pronunciation drills help you work on all of those things. And for more information about the premium subscription, including exactly how it works, what the prices are, and how to sign up, just go to teacherluke.co.uk/premiuminfo. teacherluke.co.uk/premiuminfo for all your LEP premium needs. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, dear listeners. How are you? I hope that you're well. Wherever you are in the world, whatever you're doing, whatever situation you currently find yourself in at this moment in time, because we do often just find ourselves in situations, don't we? I do, anyway. Oh, I'm living in France, and I'm married, and I've got a daughter now. Oh, how did that happen? Oh, and now I'm in a French bakery ordering a baguette in French, and now I'm walking down the street with the baguette under my arm, like a French person, and I'm stopping to say bonjour to a shop owner that I'm on speaking terms with. Not something I really planned to be doing a few years ago before I moved here, but that's just life, isn't it? We just find ourselves in different situations. Unless, of course, your life only contains moments which you've prepared, expected, planned for, and constructed in advance, in which case, congratulations. How did you manage that? How did you manage to live your life in such an organized and pre-planned manner? It's not always how it works out for me. I just find myself in situations. For example, last Wednesday of this week, I found myself sitting in front of my computer about to start live streaming on YouTube. YouTube, the tube of you, a tube full of you, YouTube. So I was about to start talking into a camera to who knows how many people to talk about who knows what. And I did it. It went fine. Many of you may have been there with me while it was happening. I had lots of fun. It was cool to talk so directly to my listeners or viewers, as they were on Wednesday. Maybe you were there. If you were, then hello. I hope you enjoyed it too. And now, in this audio episode, in fact, you can listen to the audio of that recent live stream I did on YouTube. That's what this episode is. It's basically just the audio track to the recent YouTube live stream that I did. Okay, so obviously this was a video live stream and I was talking to viewers who could see me and send questions and messages to me via the chat. And I was responding to those messages and questions during the live stream. And because this was a video live stream, some of this in the audio version that you're listening to now, some of this might come across a little bit weirdly in this audio version, because you'll be missing certain visual clues, like the expressions on my face, body language, objects I'm showing you on the screen, like my Luke's English podcast mug or my t-shirt or guitars or other things like that. Also, you'll be missing the text in the chat, which you can see if you watch it on YouTube. But if you prefer to consume your Luke's English podcast content with your ears rather than with your eyes and your ears, then here is the audio track of the live stream for your listening pleasure. And I hope that it is pleasant to listen to, even if it is a bit different to a normal audio episode. The experience of doing YouTube lives is a bit odd for me because it's hard to do anything other than respond to the comments coming in from the chat, which is different to the way that I usually record audio episodes, because normally I get to prepare myself more in advance, and while I'm recording an audio episode, I know that people aren't watching me. I hope they're not anyway. I don't know, maybe they are. Maybe my laptop's been hacked and I'm being observed at all times by some government agency somewhere. I don't know, but anyway, I mean, I assume that while I'm recording audio, people aren't watching me. And it's not live, of course, so I can edit afterwards, just in case I say something that, on reflection, I probably shouldn't say, and that sort of thing. So this means that doing live videos is a bit intense. It's quite hard to think straight, and I found myself on Wednesday just sort of saying stuff off the top of my head that I might not have said if I'd had time to really think about it. For example, there was a question. It was like Lennon, McCartney or Harrison, meaning which one of those is your favourite Beatle. And I just, you know, it's such a huge question, obviously, that I felt like I couldn't really answer it properly under the circumstances. And so I ended up just saying, well, Ringo, because like Ringo wasn't mentioned. But I mean, as a Beatles fan, that's a question you can't just quickly answer. I'd need to record a whole 10-part podcast series just answering the question of which songwriter I prefer in the Beatles. It's anyway, you get the idea, right? That it's weird. It was a bit weird having to like quickly think on my feet like that, but it was fun. It's a good exercise. So it's just a bit different and it takes some getting used to. Anyway, you'll hear me jump from one topic to the next quite quickly. Some of the questions that came in were quite serious and others were a bit more silly. Also, I sang three songs with a guitar. You can find links to the lyrics to those songs on the page for this episode on my website, where you can also see the YouTube video embedded. There are some crap jokes. And in terms of other stuff, it's a mix of questions related to learning English, some fairly personal questions, some slightly bizarre questions, and some funny questions too. Anyway, I'll let you discover it for yourself. I hope that you can follow it all, because I probably, you know, I hope you can keep up with it, basically. If you haven't seen the video and you'd like to, then you'll see the video embedded on the page for this episode on my website. Also, you can see it on my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search for Luke's English Podcast. And don't forget to like and subscribe. And don't forget to smash that bell icon to get notified if I do more live streams in the future. Also, it just helps my channel if you like and subscribe and do all that sort of thing. The YouTube algorithm will like it. If you watch it on my YouTube channel, then you'll also be able to watch the live comment feed. And I suggest that you switch the comment feed to not just top comments, but live comments. And then you can see all the comments that I was reading at the time. And the comments came through quite quickly. It was a bit difficult for me to read some of them. But anyway, I might also upload the video of this to the Luke's English Podcast app as well. But it's a large file. And so it would be a bit costly for me to do that, because I get a certain amount of uploading data per month. And if I uploaded that video, it would just use up a lot of my data. Anyway, enough rambling. I will now let you listen to the audio from the slightly chaotic but fun YouTube live stream from last Wednesday, the 10th of June, 2010. That's the year that we're living in, the year 2020. Yes, that's right. That's why it's such a strange year. Aliens have invaded and they've renamed the year 2020. Did you not know? Okay, Luke. All right. I'm speaking to myself now. I'll speak to you a bit on the other side of this recording, but enjoy this. Okay. Good. Here you go.
Oh,
Am I alive? Is this actually happening? Live, I am live. You can see my armpits. Can you hear me? Tell me if you can hear me. Can you hear me? Or is it just my face? You can hear me. Can you see? No, I does not. Vicente, can you hear me? No, you can't hear me. Oh, bollocks. Yes? Can you hear me? Yes. Are you Spanish? No. Hello, everybody. Can you hear me? Can you see me? Yes, you can. Audio working confirmed. That's excellent. All right, look at that. A limited edition Luke's English podcast mug containing real tea. My eyes are naturally going to be down here, staring at the comments that you're all writing. Oh, my God, what are they writing? But I have to remember to look there, don't I, in that camera. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Luke's English Podcast Live. Here it is. We are still alive, and we're live on the internet. This is weird. Oh dear. What's this going to be like? I don't know. I really don't know. How long are you going to do this for, Luke? Is what you're asking me. We'll see. Maybe an hour. We will see how this gets on. Lots of people are writing comments. One thing. So, yes, I look very scruffy. I need to get a haircut. Okay. So just before you will say, you need a haircut. Before anyone says that, let me just say it first. Yes, I do need to have a haircut. I explained this all last time in the last one of these that I did, the last Wednesday, or about this time last week. I just randomly did a live stream, and everyone, people were like, you need a haircut. So since then, I've published that, the audio for that on the podcast, so you might have heard that. Forgive me for repeating myself. Look at this. Wearing merchandise, drinking from the merchandise. That's actually a gift that my lovely wife, bought me this for my birthday. Produced by a company called Monsieur T-Shirt, the same company that Paul Taylor uses. He's got a whole load of different special Paul Taylor themed T-shirts as well. But this one is my very own. She also got me some Luke's English Podcast socks, which I'm not going to show you because you don't need to see my socks, do you? Like, what else do you need to see? We need to see everything, Luke. We need all items of clothing, socks, T-shirts, trousers, underpants, the lot, please. Hello, everyone. You must sell them, said someone. No, I will not sell these. I need to wear them. Maybe I know what you mean. Maybe I should do more merchandising and sell them. But I sort of tried that once, and it's actually quite difficult to do merchandising, selling mugs and T-shirts and things, because they have to send them around the world. I mean, I would send them myself, but I mean, I would spend most of my time at the post office, or I get a company to do it. But then, because of shipping costs and blah de blah de blah, it ends up being far too expensive. So I thought, no, I'm not going to continue doing that. Hello, everyone. Blue is your color, said Anna. It's my color. I own blue. No one else is allowed to use the color blue. I have exclusive rights to it. I know what you mean. You mean it suits me, right? Where is Amber? Says Otto. She's at her house. She doesn't live with me. Like, where's Amber? I'll tell you where. She's in this drawer. There you are. She doesn't live with me. Luke Luck likes lakes. Luke's duck likes lakes. Luke Luck licks lakes. Luck's duck licks lakes. I suppose that is a tongue twister. You want me to do the jingle? I don't actually have the... Do I not have the option? Hold on a minute. Maybe I could somehow do the jingle. All right, let's try, shall we? Should we do the jingle? Okay, let's see if this works. It's not plugged in. Can you hear that?
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Jingle bowels, says Nigel. Interesting point. Okay. Francesco said, if I had your hair, I would never get it cut. Okay. All right. Right, what are we going to do? So the idea here, do the jingle with your guitar, said Aritz. Oh, God, I'm not sure I'm capable of doing that. I'm probably going to play something. I'm probably going to do something on the guitar at some point. I've got millions of questions arriving in my face here in the chat. So what the idea is, the plan is, right, I just need to relax. This is weird doing. Paul has better jingles. How dare you? The idea is just to have fun and relax. This is weird. I'm not used to doing YouTube lives. Normally, as you know, I do audio podcasts, which is totally different because I don't have everyone looking at my face while I'm doing it. And on YouTube lives, I think it's hard to achieve anything other than just respond to what people are saying in the chat. So I have to just respond to questions and things like that. Let's see what's going on in the chat. So I'll respond to questions in the chat, see what happens, see what people say. I will just ramble. I'll talk nonsense. I will just do stupid, silly things. We'll see what happens. This is very weird for me. It's a bit like being on a roller coaster or something. Suddenly we're off. And, you know, I've got to try and slow down. I have to try and relax and just try to think. So let's have a look at some of the questions. I'm going to try and pick out some questions from the chat here and respond to them. And I might pick up the guitar and sing a song. EC says, please sing us a song. I will do. So, please talk about your life. We all know everything about you. You think so, huh? You think you know everything about me, huh? Really? Talk about your life. You want me to talk about my life, even though you already know everything about me. Are you sure? Look, I want to read a book to improve my language. Do you prefer any books? When you say you want to read a book, you mean you just want to read a book for pleasure or a grammar book, which obviously would be no pleasure to read at all. I don't know. But you want to read a book to improve your English. Well, it depends, doesn't it? I mean, ultimately, I've said this before. I'll say it again. And so when it comes to reading books, you just need to find one that you really, really want to read. And I would recommend something that's kind of more modern rather than something old fashioned because of the style of English that's going to be in there. You want something that's written in plain, normal English. What's a subject that motivates you? If you want me to give you a recommendation, I would strongly recommend that you read anything by the author David Crystal. Okay, I had him as a guest on the podcast once. He's a brilliant, brilliant man, a linguist and an excellent writer. And he has a brilliant way of writing about the English language, writing about language in plain English, in a very plain style. So there you go. I mean, check out David Crystal's work. He's just such a good writer. He writes in such clear and understandable English that it's very appealing to read his work. What did you eat for lunch today, said Keiko. So I had rice. So you believe it or not, why is there a hippie on my screen? Why? I don't know. See, that's the sort of thing. What do you mean, hippie? All I ever wanted was my rug back, man. What did I have for my lunch? I believe it or not, I recently learned how to make rice. I know some of you were like, what? How old are you? Yeah, I know. Every time I made rice previously, I just couldn't get it right. Ended up like, how much water should I put in? Should I put the rice in before it boils, after it boils? Should I cover it? Should I not cover it? You know, all these questions that never were answered in my life until recently. I watched videos by Gordon Ramsay, the swearing English chef. Someone said, I don't believe you had rice. What do you mean? You don't believe I had rice. You meaning I don't believe I ate rice, or you don't believe that we had rice in my culture. I don't know what you mean. I ate rice and we do have rice. Anyway, I watched a video by Gordon Ramsay and he showed me exactly how to do it. Not me personally, but in the video he explained how you're supposed to make rice. And his method is excellent, but if you deviate at all from his method, then just the rice goes all wrong. So what you do is you get a measure of rice. So I tend to have like about a cup, that much. And then you pour that in. You wash the rice first to get rid of all the starch. This is fascinating, isn't it? Watch the rice first. Put the rice in your pan, in your saucepan, and then you add the same amount of water as rice plus 50%. Stick that in. Add a bit of salt and pepper. Recently, I've been adding other things like star anise and some cardamom in there too to give it that aromatic flavor. Bit of salt and pepper. Lid on. Bring it to the boil. As soon as it starts boiling, you reduce the temperature and let it simmer for 10 minutes. Okay, leave it for 10 minutes. Do not lift the lid. 10 minutes later, take it off the heat, lift the lid. It should have absorbed all the water. All the water should have gone, but after 10 minutes, it shouldn't be starting to stick and burn. So it should have absorbed all the water. All the star anise and the bits of cardamom will have risen to the top, so you can just pick them off and stick them in the bin. Turn the rice over with a fork or a spoon or something just to kind of air it a little bit, and it should be perfectly cooked, lovely, aromatic rice. So I had that, and then I cooked up some vegetables and some bits of sausage that I had in the fridge, and I stuck some chili, red chili in there as well, and it was really nice and spicy and delicious. God knows what people are writing to me now in the comments section. So there you go. Did you count the rice before eating it? Yes, that's right. One, two. I had to make sure I counted exactly the right number. Three, four, five. One more. One too many, one too few. It spoils the rice. Did your rice swear at you after getting cooked? The Gordon Ramsay effect. Did I open the tin? It was like, fuck me. You took your fucking time, didn't you? That's my Gordon Ramsay impression. Because Gordon Ramsay always does that when he starts eating the food that someone's cooked for him. When he always goes, fuck me. It's fucking overcooked. The swearing English chef. Please do a MLE accent. MLE. Forgive me for being stupid. What's MLE? Please let us see the little princess. She's unavailable at this moment. Just get a rice cooker, said Jackie. I know I should. Just get a rice cooker. No, I have to do it the difficult way, like Gordon Ramsay told me. Do more impressions. Episode about George Floyd. Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it? I knew someone would ask me about that. Black Lives Matter. They do. I can't believe that is even a controversial thing to say. Ridiculous. Multicultural London accent. What's a multicultural London accent? You mean the sort of like the way people speak like that? Yeah, that kind of thing. I don't want to be inappropriate or anything. Trump impression, please. Totally terrible. I'm sitting here. I've got, what does Trump do with his hands? I know how to whack microphones with my hand. I'm the greatest at whacking microphones. I've got no eyes at all. Not the best. Thank you for answering my question. I almost cried. You're welcome, Keiko. Love your sexy accent. Well, thank you. Which football team do you support? I know it's not one of the world-saving questions, but it's the part of the first question. Which football team do you support? See my response. The reason I do that is because I don't have a football team, and I know you're not allowed to have that answer. You're not allowed to. It's against the rules of football. Isn't it? You have to support a team. I don't really support a team because of lots of reasons. I love football. I just don't support a team. I'm terribly sorry. Could you talk about Peaky Blinders? The only thing I can say about Peaky Blinders is I watched the first season of it. It's supposed to be set in Birmingham. But a lot of the time, as far as I was concerned, the accents were not proper Brummie accents. They were kind of like Liverpool accents. Some of the accents started to stray into Liverpool. I was like, I'm not having this. It's not authentic enough. that was my issue with it. Because, you know, but I'm not from Birmingham, right? But I did live just outside Birmingham for a few years. And so I do know a Birmingham accent when I've heard one. Teachers, Denek. Hello, Denek. Hi, Luke. Just stopping by to say hello. Good to see you, mate. The online student is late or forgot about me. Here he comes. P.S. Don't say Tottenham or I'll stop listening to Zep. That's your own podcast. I know what you mean. You'll stop listening to Luke's English podcast if I say Tottenham. I like Liverpool. Tell us the Russian joke, said someone. I do actually have a Russian joke, but it's not my Russian joke. Do you want to hear it? Hold on a minute. Where is the joke? Where is the joke that I discovered the other day? Oh, no, I can't find it in the book. Now that I've teased it, So I've got, I was bought this book for my birthday a couple of years ago by my wife, Crap Dad Jokes. Do you know what a dad joke is? I don't know if you have the concept of dad jokes in your country or if you're aware of the concept of stupid jokes. So now that I'm a, now that I am a dad, obviously I will be telling dad jokes. Oh God, how am I going to find this joke? It was a good one. Okay. I'm going to try, I have to try and remember. Oh, here it is. So it's actually not about Russian people, just like the Russian jokes. I don't assume that it is a joke about Russian people, but it's this. Why are Russian dolls arrogant? Why are Russian dogs, dogs? Why are Russian dolls arrogant? Do you know what Russian dolls are? In English, we call them Russian dolls. Obviously, in Russia, you'll have other names for them. You don't call, I'd be surprised if you call them Russian dolls in English, but Russian dolls are those nesting dolls. So you get a doll, you open it, there's another one inside, you open that, there's another one and another one and another one, and you, you line them all up in a big line, right? We call them Russian nesting dolls. Why are Russian dolls arrogant? And the answer is because they're always full of themselves. Why are Russian dolls arrogant? Because they are full of themselves. So the expression to be full of yourself, this is an expression that, you know, it means to be arrogant. Like, he's a bit full of himself, isn't he? Mm-hmm, you know, yeah, I'm a great guitarist. He's a bit full of himself, isn't he? So to be full of yourself is to be arrogant, right? So Russian dolls are matryoshka, matryoshka. Why are Russian dolls arrogant? Because they're always full of themselves, because they are literally full of themselves. Russian dolls are not arrogant. Here we go. I'm now going to explain it and get myself tied in a knot for 10 minutes. Russian dolls are not arrogant. That's not the joke, but just the expression that they are full of themselves is true. Is it possible to acquire British accent for an Asian? You mean, is it possible for Asian people to acquire British accents? Yeah, of course. Of course it is. There's no, I don't think there's anything physically, ethnically stopping you from acquiring a British accent, as far as I can tell. It's difficult to acquire, to lose your the, any influence or trace of your first language in your speaking of English. It's very difficult to lose those traces and totally sound like a British person if you're learning English in adulthood. To be honest with you, it's very difficult to achieve that. Okay? But it's not impossible. There's loads of people who do it. If you learn when you're young, it's much more likely to happen that you'll end up sounding like a British person. But if you're in adulthood, I mean, it's possible. People can lose traces of their first language in the accent, in the accent of the language they're trying to learn. It's possible. Actors do it, don't they? They, you know, we hear actors who speak English with another accent. They can learn to speak British English with a British accent. But it's very difficult when you're learning the language to also completely lose any trace of your first language on your accent. But what you can do is learn to speak fluently and clearly. And even if you have some traces of your accent, that's not necessarily a bad thing, is it? Are there English accents you hardly understand? Not really, Adam. No. I think I understand almost every accent, but then there are some accents, some people I do struggle. So I went on holiday with my family to the southern part of the Republic of Ireland, County Kerry, and we met there a fisherman who owned a little boat, and the fisherman took us out on the boat to visit some local islands. Couldn't understand a word of what he said, but he's one of the only people I've ever met speaking English who I couldn't understand. I guess he sort of spoke in a, almost in a dialect, but it was incredibly strong and difficult to understand. Yes, I am drinking tea. I'm drinking English breakfast tea, or what we just call tea in England, with milk, of course. Cheers. Some of you are now thinking milk. And yes, milk. Anything else would be sacrilegious. Is your daughter becoming bilingual, or is the French imposing? She's pretty much bilingual at this point. She's 2.5 years old, and she mixes up English and French in her sentences. And I think that
I think that at some point they're going to diverge and we'll end up with English and French that she will mix. She will stop mixing them up and they'll diverge. Huge question. But I think that she should be bilingual. She might not speak English exactly like some a child who's grown up in the UK, of course, but English will still be one of her native languages. It's all going to come from me, of course, mostly. So she's going to speak English like me. That's going to be interesting. Are you going to run another merchandising campaign? I don't know. I don't think so, Mikhail. I don't know. Just because it doesn't work that well when I'm selling merchandise internationally. It means that the price of the merchandise becomes too high and it's just not worth it, really. I don't want people to have to spend too much for my stuff. More crap jokes. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to do three more crap jokes and then I'm going to sing a song, which hopefully won't be crap, but we will see. Okay. So I have to give credit to the author of the book. Ian Allen is the guy who wrote the book, but he didn't write all of the jokes. Okay. He's just collected the jokes. These are all the sorts of jokes that are just somehow in the public consciousness. These are jokes that people share around freely. In most cases, they haven't really been authored by a person in particular. It's weird. We just have so many jokes that like people know, people share. We don't know where they come from. Let's see. Okay. So there's a man in a library. Okay. And he goes up to the librarian and he says, "Excuse me, could you tell me where the self-help section is, please?" And the librarian goes, "Well, I could, but that would defeat the purpose." And that is the sound of 306 people not getting a joke. So could you tell me where the self-help section is, please? Yes, I could, but that would defeat the purpose. Because obviously the self-help section is there to help you learn how to help yourself. And if I showed you where the self-help section was, then that would defeat the whole purpose of the self-help section, wouldn't it? Have you listened to My Dad Wrote a Porno podcast? You know what, Mikhail? Amber constantly tells me to listen to My Dad Wrote a Porno. Almost every – and this is the name of a podcast, right? That's not a fact. My dad didn't write a porno. There's always someone who's like, "Luke's dad wrote a porno. How can I watch it?" It's the name of a very successful podcast. And Amber always says that I should listen to it, and I never listen to it. In fact, Amber's always telling me to listen to different podcasts, and I just never do because I'm already full. My podcast app is already full of stuff. The video is having some lags. Is it really? Are there lags occurring on the video? That's a pity. These days, most of the time I'm spending listening to your podcast. I think there's a Jim Thompson in it. Okay, I shouldn't look at the chat too much because I just can't think properly while that's happening. Here's another one. Right, one man says to another man, he says, "Excuse me, can I use your lawnmower?" You know what a lawnmower is? It's important that you know. A lawnmower is a thing that you use to cut the grass. You know, you use them in the back garden to cut the grass. That's a lawnmower. First man, "Can I use your lawnmower?" And the second man says, "Yeah, sure, help yourself. Just don't take it out of my garden." Mm-hmm. I don't want to explain that. No need. One more, and then we're going to sing something. I was sitting in my lounge last night when suddenly there was a tap on the door. You can say what you like about our plumber, but he's a quick worker. Okay, a tap on the door. Tap is this, tap, 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 tap. That's a tap. But also a tap could be the thing that you use to get water. You open the tap, water comes out, you close the tap. So a tap on the wall. So what was it? I was sitting in my living room last night when suddenly there was a tap on the door. You can say what you like about our plumber, but he's a quick worker, because suddenly there was a tap on the door. Suddenly there was a tap on the door. The plumber is the person who is responsible for doing things like patching or fitting taps in your kitchen. Hard, says someone. Paul Taylor is in the comments. Hello, Paul. What are you doing in my comments section? I know Paul's here. I know. Luke still doesn't know Paul is here. I know Paul is here. Hello, Paul. What's going on? It's funny, isn't it, this whole YouTube live thing? Your jingles are better than mine, apparently. Yeah, I know, but, you know, can't have everything. Please tell us how to overcome existential crisis and fear of eternity. As if I know. How do you overcome existential crisis and the fear of eternity? Music, my friends. That's how you do it. You listen to the music that makes you feel better, or play music to make yourself feel better as well. That's how I do it. If I'm staring into the abyss and suffering from existential angst and worrying about the face of the universe and an eternity and stuff, then I have to just play music. It makes me feel better. Now, Reza is saying, who is Paul? Really? Paul Taylor? What's the breakdown of your viewer base? Most of them are in... I'll maybe do some statistics in a minute. Where is Amber? Says someone whose name I can't pronounce. I guess she's at home. I'm not sure. Maybe I don't know if she's not in the comments section. She's looking after a baby. Luke has jingle, but Paul has jingles, but Luke has a guitar. Paul's got guitars as well. Paul can play the guitar too. Who's your daughter more like, you or her mom? You mean her mum? I think you'll find. Not mom. Mom is American English, and in some British dialects as well, people say mom. Like in Birmingham, people say, all right, mom. Paul's going to bring his guitar to his live stream today, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Taylor on YouTube. It's called Happy Hour with Paul Taylor. What do you think about making James your partner in YouTube video? He can upload video when you do not have available time. I have to ask my brother about that one. Do you want to watch videos all about skateboarding? Is James your brother a DJ, a drummer? Yes, he is a DJ and a drummer. You can check out his stuff on SoundCloud, Jim Thompson, and also Mixcloud. But go to my website, and in the section where I think it says Luke, in there, there's a item that says music, and you can find links to his stuff on Mixcloud and SoundCloud. Right, come on. I want to sing a song now. What am I going to do? What am I going to sing? I was thinking of singing this, but it's a bit of a sad one. It's a bit of a sad song, but I just was playing it the other day and I thought, oh, that's quite nice. I think I'll do that. So I'm no longer looking at the chat here because I'm going to try and sing. It's weird doing YouTube live, having people looking at you and stuff. Ruttles is being requested by my brother. James is in the chat as well, you know, listeners. Did you know that? I wonder if anyone is interested in that. Song in French. Right, I'm going to try and do this. So this is called Walk On By, Dionne Warwick, 1964. It's a classic. It's like, don't know if you've ever experienced it, but if you see your ex in the street. Try and get it right. If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private, cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by, walk on by, walk on by. I just can't get over losing you, and so if I seem broken and blue, walk on by, walk on by. Foolish pride is all that I have left, so let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by, don't stop. Walk on by, don't stop. Walk on by. I just can't get over losing you, and so if I seem broken and blue, walk on by, walk on by. Foolish pride is all that I have left, so let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by, don't stop. Walk on by, don't stop. Walk on by. We don't know the song. It's a nice song, though. Any advice on how to be less shy while playing guitar in front of others? I'm not sure I've mastered it myself, to be honest, how to be less shy when playing the guitar in front of other people. Just try and get into the music. Just try and focus on enjoying the music and try not to think that there are other people watching you. When you start to think of the fact that there are people out there, you can kind of get a bit scared. So you just have to just try and get into the music and preparation as well. It's like public speaking. The more you prepare, the more comfortable you are with the song or the music, the better it will be, probably, because when you're in front of people, suddenly you get nervous and then weaknesses and things really come to the forefront. What do you look like without a beard? How can I describe that? You go to my website, you'll see a picture of me without a beard. teacherluke.co.uk. Will you and James go live together? Well, maybe. He's in England. I'm in France. So it's difficult to do that. I know that Paul Taylor can do it, but that's Paul Taylor. You know, he's a professional. He does that for a living. There's technology that you can use to make live streams happen on YouTube when people are in different locations. What do you think about epic rap battles of history? Is it good for English learners? I'm not really familiar with it, actually. Which planet are you from? There's this planet called Earth. Have you heard of it? What's your favorite beer? Cold one. Whatever's cold and in my fridge. Luke, what do you think about the fact that some countries' English is more used than native languages that other places, university students can write in English better than what? Oh, just the comments are going past too quickly. I can't read them. Otto is saying, I remember Podomatic, your first host for your podcast. That's That's back in the day. Can you please show us and play your new bass guitar a little bit? All right, I'll see what I can do, okay? Okay, okay. Meanwhile, you can just look at the wall. All right, I'm going to try and play this a little bit. But this could be a little bit difficult because... All right, let me show you. Whey! Whoa, that was close, wasn't it? Oh, the danger of rock and roll. Oh, dear. Okay. The drama, the sheer drama. Right, so I'm now going to try and plug this in. I don't know if this is going to, eat your fish. My brother bought that for me, that poster. Yeah, don't forget to eat your fish. Any fish you have, make sure you eat them. Now, I don't know how this is going to sound, so I've got my headphones to monitor. Can you hear that? How many guitars have you got? Not enough. One, two, three, four, five. Five. Number five is broken. And I've got about six, to be honest with you. But only about three or four of them are actually any good. The other ones are like cheap ones that... Okay, can you actually hear that bass? Can you hear that, everyone? Oh, that's distorted now. You can hear that, okay. So this is what a bass guitar sounds like. Still distorted, isn't it? That's what you do with a bass guitar. You can't sort of strum and sing songs on it. That kind of thing. Okay, so there you go. That's a bass guitar. Four strings. It plays all the bass notes. But you can do funky stuff. Can you slap? Sort of. Anyway. You can hear that loud and clear, probably a bit too loud. Lennon or McCartney or Harrison? You mean Harrison Ford? Oh, George Harrison, of course. Lennon or McCartney or Harrison? Ringo. Don't forget Ringo. All right, I'm plugging that off. I just really can't help answering these questions unseriously. This is weird. I'm going to probably watch this back again later and think of actual proper answers to the questions you're answering. You're asking me, eat your fish, don't eat. Ringo crap? Is that what someone is? Really? How many books do you have? What are some ways of working on my intonation, rhythm, and melody when speaking? Sentence stress is the one. Make sure that you emphasize the right words in the sentence. Get the rhythm of the sentence. Focus on the sentence stress first. And normally everything else should slot into place after that. But practice. You've got to listen to people and repeat after them. Try and copy the way that other people speak. Mechanical practice, actually. Luke's English Podcast Premium, you can do that. I have pronunciation drills. So there you go. Are your eyes blue? What do you think? This is weird, isn't it? A weird moment of me staring. What color are they? They're not blue. I think they're sort of like green, brown kind of color. You're bearded like ZZ Top. Do you miss the UK? Yes, I do. I miss various things. I miss my family. Miss my friends. I miss being able to go to the pub. I miss other things, but I like France. When's the new podcast with Mr. Rick Thompson? The next Rick Thompson report soon, I think. I was talking to him just the other day. Alpa has said, "Fake it till you make it." I suppose that is a question about the pronunciation thing. Even the weather. Do you miss the weather? Yeah, I do. When in summer, when it's boiling, boiling hot here, it's like just slightly hotter than it is back home. Yeah, I do miss that. I miss the cooler temperature in England. What's your favorite podcast of Luke's English Podcast? I don't know. I can't decide. Can't pick one. Anything with my friends, members of my family. Those are all my favorite ones. Paul's still there. Hello, Paul. You'll have to give me some actual advice about how to do all this business of YouTube living. Do you have a favorite word? No, I don't actually. I mean, you know, I'm supposed to give an answer, right, Paul? Someone asks you a question. Like, do you have a favorite word? You're supposed to deliver. Like, actually, here is my favorite word. It's discombobulate. And everyone's like, oh, well done. And they write it down. You can't say no. It's like when someone says, what's your favorite football team? Oh, I don't know. That's Paul and Amber on another podcast. Song from the band Slade, please. I'd love to do a Slade song, but I'm unable to do that. UK is mysteriously attractive, says Tessa. Is it really a mystery? Maybe. Cinemaphilia. Oh, too quick. Do I know Tom Holland? What, personally? Do I know him personally? Yeah, we all know each other. Anyone from England knows each other. I know of Tom Holland. I know about Tom Holland. Spider-Man. Or in France, they call Spider-Man Spider-Man. And genuinely, I think a lot of French people think it's Spider-Man, like speed, because he's fast. Spider-Man. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Spider-Man. And in Japan, Spider-Man is Spider-Man. And because obviously the da is the important part. Spider-Man. Da. Spider-Man. Devilishly handsome. Oh, thank you. Have I ever thought of writing a book? I think about writing a book all the time. Do I actually do it? No. But I actually started writing a book and then didn't finish. Just one of those things. It's very difficult to write a book, but I would certainly like to write a book. It's one of the many things I would like to do one day. It would be a book about, obviously, it would be like Luke's English Book. It'd be like the book version of Luke's English Podcast. So what you get from Luke's English Podcast, but in the form of a book that you can thumb, you can go through it like that. You know the way books work? You'd be able to do that with it, right? And then I'd make the audiobook version of it too. Choose one person to be into an empty... I'm into the island. Choose one person to be into an empty stranded island with, Paul or Amber. So I'm in the island, or no, I'm on the island, right? And you mean a desert island. I've got to pick one person to be on a desert island with. Is it Paul or Amber? Well, okay, on one hand, I would choose Paul, because if I had to, I could eat him. And you see, because Paul drinks a lot of beer, and I don't know if you know, but like the best beef in Japan, is it called Kobe beef? Those cows are fed beer. That's the secret. Maybe I'm wrong. I think that this is right. This is what I've been told, that the secret to making that Kobe beef taste so good is that the cows are fed beer. And sort of makes the meat sort of quite tender and stuff like that. And Paul drinks a lot of beer, so if I had to eat him, he would be quite tasty, probably. So just, yeah, I'd choose Paul just for that reason. Otherwise, I could choose Amber, and then, you know, could what, I could have sex with her? Just to procreate? Weird answer. Both answers were weird, that I'd either eat Paul or have sex with Amber. Obviously, yeah, having sex with Amber is easily the more reasonable choice, right? Not some kind of fancy fantasy there. Come join me. I'm having dinner right now, said Danu. Which house are you in? Which house? I'm in my apartment in France. What's your constellation? You mean my star sign? I'm a Gemini. And I know what people say when they find out that I'm a Gemini. It's always the same reaction. People go, ooh, Gemini. As if it's not complete bollocks. But people are always like, Gemini, because it's sort of, I feel like Gemini is one of those sort of like slightly negative signs. People are like, ooh, which one am I talking to now? Is it the good Luke or the bad Luke? It's like, there's no good or bad Luke. It's twins, isn't it, Gemini? It's just two the same. It's not one good, one bad. It's just the same twice. So it's not this, ooh, which you're two-faced. It's the same. It doesn't matter which one it is. They are identical. They're twins. So it's not always, he's got a dark side and a light side. No, just two sides of the same. Any tricks to get used to listening to understanding English songs? You've got to just get the lyrics up as well. Use the lyrics while you are listening. Have a look at the lyrics at the same time. But be aware that in songs, the rules of English, normal grammar is not used. Songs often, because they're quite poetic, the lyrics are quite poetic. The songs often sort of use English that's unconventional. So if you're learning English from songs, be aware that it's not necessarily the sort of English that people speak. It's the sort of English that people sing in songs. So just watch out for that. Do I believe in UFOs? Yes, of course I believe in UFOs, because a UFO is just an unidentified flying object. I'm sure that sometimes people see things and they say, I don't know what that is. And if they don't know what it is, that's a UFO. Do I believe that they are aliens, that they come from other planets and stuff? No idea. I think that's the whole thing about UFOs. We don't know what they are, do we? But there was footage released by the American government. There's been actual footage released by people, official people, of really interesting UFO footage. Footage of UFO footage, yeah. Footage of a shot of a video. Footage of unidentified flying objects. It's really weird. We don't know what they are. Why is it difficult to listen to the audiobook than to read a printed book? The reason for that is because when a book is written, it's written to be read. It's not written to be read out. Okay, so when you're listening to a podcast, that's different because that's designed to be consumed audibly. But when you're listening to an audio book, that is essentially someone reading out the printed word, and it's different. Also, it depends on who's reading the audiobook. If it's a good actor, if they found a good person to do it, then it'll be much easier to follow. But if you're using those free audiobooks that you can get online, and there are quite a lot of them, those free ones available from various websites, then often the person reading them is really bad at doing it, and it's very flat and boring, and they don't really bring any color or life to it. Can you do an episode? People want me to do songs by the Beatles. I had a request for a Ruttles song. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a Ruttles song because I'm just too much of a fan. Piggy in the Middle. Okay, now, if you requested a Beatles song, this is almost as good because, like, this is actually the Ruttles version of I Am the Walrus. I always do the Ruttles, don't I? It's just because I'm a big fan. Neil Innes is a genius. We lost him at Christmas last year. Which is sad. We didn't lose him. I mean, he died. We didn't just lose him. Where is he? We know where he is. He's just dead, unfortunately. It's not disrespectful, is it? I am not. I don't think he would mind. So anyway, out of respect, and I do have some respect, this is Piggy in the Middle by the Ruttles, written by Neil Innes. Neil Innes, yes, was a comedian and a musician. He worked with the Monty Python guys doing music for some of the Monty Python films and other things. And also he got together with Eric Idle and made this film called The Ruttles. The Ruttles is a parody of the Beatles. And Neil Innes was given the task of writing all the songs for the film. And he did them all in about a week or two. And they're all brilliant. Oh God! So I'm going to try doing this. So this is like a lot of the Ruttles songs are kind of direct parodies of Beatles songs, and this one is sort of like a bit of a parody of I Am the Walrus. So it's got all of the kind of surreal lyrics and everything too, but it's a bit ridiculous. I know you know what you know, but you should know by now that you're not me. Talk about a month of Sundays. Toffee nose wet weekend as far as I can see. Hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, piggy in the middle, do a poo-poo. So you have to imagine I'm singing it like John Lennon. Bible punching heavyweight, evangelistic boxing kangaroo. Orangutan and anaconda, Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse, even Pluto too. Hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, piggy in the middle, do a poo poo. One man's civilization is another man's jungle, yeah. They say revolution's in the air. I'm dancing in my underwear, 'cause I don't care. Hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, piggy in the middle, do a poo poo. Do a poo-poo. Walkie-talkie man says hello, hello, hello with his banner in the boots. You can tell he's always on his toes. Hanging from a Christmas tree, creeping like a bogeyman, getting on my nose. Hey diddle diddle, cat and the fiddle, the piggy in the middle, do a poo-poo. Do a poo-poo. All right, that's probably about enough of that. You're all thinking, I don't know this song. Should do. Please sing that song, Amber and Paul, on the podcast. I like it. It's not really a song. It's more of a jingle. Yeah, that is a weird song, isn't it, that one? Maybe not so much of a cloud pleaser. I think you mean crowd pleaser, Luke. What's your life philosophy? Have a good time all the time. That's my philosophy. That's not actually my philosophy. I don't know. Do I have a life philosophy? Just be nice. Just try to be nice. Don't be a dick. If it's at all possible, just try to be nice, just, you know, be excellent to each other. Try not to get on anyone's nerves. Try and help out. Don't be horrible. I don't know. Are you Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw or Slytherin? I don't know, man. I need to like get that sorting hat, don't I? I need to put the sorting hat on, man. You know what I mean? That's a downer. The song was the song downer. Like, was the song a downer? I don't know. Sing the Amber and Paul thing. Hold on a minute. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on another podcast. Paul's a farty, but hold on a minute. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on another podcast. Paul's a very funny boy. His laugh a merry much. I can't even speak. His laugh a merry much. Paul's a very funny boy. Oi! Amber's got a lovely voice. You know, I don't normally do that jingle live. You know, I just play it behind the curtain at Luke's English Podcast. Paul's a very funny boy. His laugh a very much enjoy. Amber's got a lovely voice. If I could choose an accent, hers will be my choice. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on another podcast. There you go. What about an episode about Shaun the Sheep and other UK cartoons? What a wonderful idea. That would be good. How about some more crap dad jokes? Ian Dury sounded a bit like an Ian Dury song, didn't it? Okay, random. Make it random. Okay. Two men talking. Could be two women. First one says, I've just been to my friend's funeral. He was hit on the head by a tennis ball. And the second one goes, oh, that's terrible news. And the first person says, yeah, but it was a beautiful service. Yes, it was a beautiful service. So a funeral service, that's what happens in the church when someone has died, the funeral service, people speaking, giving speeches and stuff like that. That's the service. But also a service in tennis, that's when someone serves the ball. So my friend, I've just been to my friend's funeral. He was hit on the head by a tennis ball. Oh, that's terrible news. Yes, but it was a beautiful service. I was actually going to do an episode about dad jokes in which I told some of these things. But you see, doing jokes for learners of English is tricky, isn't it? Because a lot of the time you don't understand the jokes. So I have to actually kind of do it properly, which means doing explanations. I just lost three people after telling that joke. Welcome to my life. Oh, this is a good one. All right. So a vicar was walking through the church's graveyard when he came across a man sitting on a bench. Morning, he said. And the man said, no, I'm just having a rest. That's a good joke. Paul's saying, can you explain the Russian joke? A vicar was walking through the church's graveyard when he came across a man sitting on a bench. Morning, he said. No, I'm just having a rest, replied the man. So you need to know what the word morning means. So morning, obviously good morning, but also another word morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, means feeling sad because someone has died. Morning. No, I'm just having a rest. Are you mourning? One more. This was a very ill-advised decision to tell jokes. But I'm committed. You can say that. I actually have been through this book already and highlighted some of the jokes. All the others are so awful, I couldn't do it. Couldn't tell them. Okay, right. A mum is saying to her son this. The mum says, go down to the shop, get a bottle of milk, and if they've got eggs, get six. Okay? She says, go down to the shop, get a bottle of milk, and if they've got eggs, get six. 15 minutes later, the boy comes back, and the mum says, why on earth have you bought six bottles of milk? And he said, well, they had eggs. Because she said, get a bottle of milk. If they have eggs, get six. Meaning six eggs or six bottles of milk. Yeah. It does say the word crap on the front of the book. So, you know, you get what you pay for, don't you? Jesus Christ, says someone. Jesus Christ. Which is like the best response to a joke. Hey, I've got a joke for you. So mum says to her son, go down to the shop, get me six bottles of milk. How not to tell a joke. It's a bit of a car crash, isn't it? Mum goes to the son, go down the shop and buy a bottle of milk. If they've got eggs, get six. And he comes back and she says, why have you got six bottles? And he says, because they didn't have eggs. Because they had eggs. And the response, Jesus Christ! I'm losing people. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm breaking your mind. Okay. What's your favorite English grammar rule to explain? My favorite grammar rule. God. I'm quite fond of present perfect, I have to say. But and this may be because I teach English in France, right? And the thing is about teaching English in France is that French people, God bless them, find it quite a painful experience to learn English, especially when it comes to grammar, like the present perfect. And weirdly, I also enjoy my job. So French people find it painful and I enjoy my job. What does this mean? Does this mean that I enjoy inflicting pain on French people? I don't know. Cheer up and not be old selfish Luke. What do you mean selfish Luke? What are you talking about? Don't know what you're talking about there. What zodiac sign are you? Answered that question already. People have things to do. Oh, you mean stop? Stop doing the live stream. Is that what you mean? I should just stop. When are you coming back on my happy hour live, Paul asks me. I'll come back whenever. But the problem is your happy hour live is at 6 p.m. And that's exactly when I go to pick up my daughter from the daycare center. Helen says, please, can you do an episode about Ricky Gervais? She's been asking me that question. Yes. Okay. I don't know when. How's your French going, Luke? I don't know if it's going or coming, to be honest. What time's your happy hour, Paul? Paul's happy hour at 6 p.m. Central European time over on Paul Taylor's YouTube channel. Sega on Nintendo, says Aritz. Nintendo. They just better. I always found Nintendo's stuff just be that bit better, like the characterization of Mario and Zelda. They just look so cool and so cute. The sound effects were brilliant. The gameplay of the proper Nintendo games was so great. What about the French humor that you still don't get? I don't know. Jesus Christ. Do you believe that the real Paul McCartney died years ago? No, of course not. That's absolute nonsense, isn't it, Francesco? Come on, really. It's a fascinating conspiracy theory. Paul McCartney is dead. I don't know if many of you know about this, but there is a conspiracy going around, a conspiracy theory, an idea going around that Paul McCartney actually died in 1966 in a car accident, and he was replaced by a body double. And this body double actually was not only as talented as Paul, but even more talented. Because arguably a lot of Paul McCartney's best work was written and recorded after 1966. So no, I don't believe it at all. I think it's ridiculous, of course, and hilarious, the whole idea. Yeah. Luke, is cinemaphilia a real thing in modern France? Do people remember and love great directors as they used to in the 60s? So basically, do people love and remember film directors in France? Yeah, they do. Cinema is massively respected in France. People love cinema and directors in particular. People love directors. There you go. Yes, absolutely. Okay. I think I'm going to do one more song and then we'll call it quits. We're going to call it a day. You look like, I imagine the Celtic guy looks like, which Celtic guy? Who is this Celtic guy? You mean Celtic guys? You look like how I look like how you imagine Celtic guys look like. Yeah, I probably look quite Celtic a bit, don't I, really? I'm not sure I am. I mean, I'm English as far as I like all looking at my family tree. It's just English, 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 English all the way back. But the English were Celtic at one point. Then, you know, we've had a lot of people moving in and around the islands, Celts, Normans, Saxons from, you know, sort of Germany, Scandinavia, Normans from France, of course, Romans, and lots of other people. And so who knows? I'm maybe a mix of all those things. I look a bit Nordic. I also look a bit Celtic. I don't know. Yeah, someone is saying, stop posting Santa for fuck's sake. Good point, isn't it? So did you try magic mushrooms when? What, before I started doing this live stream? I need it badly. How did you manage to end smoking? How did you manage to quit smoking? You just have to just stop. You just have to decide, right, I'm going to stop smoking now, and you just have to stop. But it's very hard. You replace it with another habit. Drink tea. Ginger actually helps. Fresh ginger can actually help to get rid of the cravings. Okay. Do I like Peep Show? Yeah, Peep Show is a fantastic show. It's hilarious. I don't think it happens anymore. There we go. All right, so I'm going to do one more song. What's the most popular talk show in England now? I don't know. Is it? What's the guy with the Irish guy? I can't remember his name. That's fascinating viewing, Luke, watching you try and remember someone's name. The Irish chat show host. It shows on a Friday or Saturday night. But I need to do a song that people know now, don't I? Any requests? I'm looking through you. Graham Norton. Thank you, Paul. Isn't Graham Norton still the most popular chat show on in England? When are you going to take your lovely wife to Warwick Castle? I don't know. Never, probably. She's never going to see that bloody castle, is she? Do you know any Polish songs? No, I don't. Yesterday, sort of a bit over yesterday, and Wonderwall. Do you think, you know, when Paul's English podcast will be available on Audible? Oh, do I know when Paul's podcast is going to be on Audible? I don't know. They're working on it at the moment, as far as I know. Not Wonderwall, says my brother in the comments section. That is James there asking me not to do Wonderwall. French music, says someone. Okay, come on. Right, I've just got to decide myself, haven't I? Right, I'm looking through you has been requested a few times, so let's see if I can do that. I need to decide whether I need to play it with a capo on, though, don't I? how does the intro go? I do need to play it with a capo. This is one of those little tools that you use to cheat. If your voice doesn't have enough range in it, and if you can't sing high enough or low enough, you just use this to just change the whole pitch of the song so it matches your limited range of singing. I can't do that little intro. Ding, 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 bit. Something like that, isn't it? Okay. You can find the lyrics to this online, by the way. I'm Looking Through You by the Beatles. Just Google I'm Looking Through You chords or I'm Looking Through You lyrics, and you'll find the lyrics, and that way you can actually read along if you like, or sing along if you prefer. So, Paul McCartney... I'm looking through you. It's much faster than that, isn't it? I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you. You're not the same. Your lips are moving. I cannot hear. Your voice is soothing, but the words aren't clear. You don't sound different. I've learned the game. You're looking through you. You're not the same. Why, tell me, why did you not treat me right? Love has a nasty habit of disappearing overnight. You're thinking of me the same old way. You were above me, but not today. The only difference is you're down there. I'm looking through you and either way. I'm looking through you. What does happen? What happens now in the song? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you. Oh, you're not the same. Okay, that'll do. All right, this has been really mental for me doing this. I hope you've enjoyed it, ladies and gentlemen. I really, really do. Thank you very much for taking part. I hope that everyone is well over there in podcast land. Take care of yourselves, all right? Be excellent to each other. And thank you for taking part. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And all of that stuff, all those sentiments. All right. Now you can watch Paul's YouTube live. It happens at 6 o'clock Central European time. Thank you for taking part in this. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye. Take care. Have a nice day or morning or evening or night. Bye-bye, 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 bye-bye. Please don't leave, says Evgenia. No, don't leave. I'm going to go. Kidding. Oh, like, don't leave. Actually, no, go. Okay. All right. Cheers, everyone. Speak to you soon. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
You can already see that chill in the glass out. That's a good thing. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. You got perfect eyes.
You got perfect eyes
and a really cold glass.
A really cold glass.
Till then, I'll be somewhere getting better, been a dancing pigeon.
Okay, that's that then. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, to actually watch that video, just go to my YouTube channel, Luke's English Podcast on YouTube, and you'll find various other videos there, including, for example, last year's YouTube Live for episode 600, because I did this last year as well, plus some videos of my recording a few other episodes, plus some videos of me recording a few other episodes in the archive, including a couple of episodes with Amber and Paul and more. There's a few episodes where you can see me recording the podcast, plus more, a few little lessons. Plus, you can find a lot of the audio episodes on YouTube, and you can switch the automatic subtitles on, which is quite good. I had fun with this live stream, but to be honest, and don't tell YouTube, okay? To be honest, I still prefer doing normal audio episodes of the podcast, because this is just what I do. This is what I've been doing for over 11 years. I make audio podcasts. I'll do more YouTube stuff and live streams in the future, but I'm going to still focus my main energy on these audio episodes. I love doing audio content. It's where I'm comfortable and it's what I like doing. If you are wondering when the next YouTube live will be, honestly, I don't know yet. I might even just randomly go live like I did the week before. I might just do that sometimes. But anyway, if I do another proper live stream, then I will let you know in advance. Okay, so stay tuned. Coming up on the podcast, ladies and gents, coming up on Luke's English Podcast, I have some more interview episodes, interviews with other people, plus some more episodes with funny stuff, like some comedy, you know, dissecting the frog, as usual. What do you mean, Luke? You've never heard me say that before? You know, dissecting it. Explaining a joke is like dissecting a frog. You can learn something from it, but the frog dies in the process. Oh, yeah, 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 that thing. You always say that, don't you? Yeah, well, it's true, isn't it? So anyway, I've got some more stuff planned, in which we look at some funny things in English and dissect the frog a little bit, explaining a bit some jokes and stuff, plus some more specific content about learning English and plenty of other things. Please do write to me, by the way. Write me an email through the website or through the app. Let me know your feedback about Luke's English Podcast. I say that with some reservation because I think, you know, it's important to hear constructive feedback. It's important to hear things like criticisms, the things that I love hearing about the things that you like. You know, I love hearing that. Who doesn't hearing positive feedback? And that is good because it gives me encouragement and motivation to keep going with confidence and conviction. And that's always been something that's helped me keep going, positive feedback. But I'm also willing to listen to criticisms and tell me things that you would rather I didn't do. I might just choose to ignore those criticisms. It depends, because, you know, after 11 years, I've kind of, you know, found my thing. But do let me know, okay? Give me some pointers, give me a few little suggestions and things. I'll try not to be too sensitive about it. But I do welcome your feedback. Thank you to those of you who have sent me messages of encouragement on social media and on my website and by email, including messages with, you know, some constructive criticism. It's great to get your messages, especially what I do like, especially is when I receive messages which are basically first-hand accounts of how regularly listening to my content has helped with your English, because that is really encouraging. I'm always very happy to find out that people enjoy the podcast. But I'm especially pleased when people tell me that it's made a genuine difference to their English. I actually find that I'm becoming more and more convinced of the value of podcasting for people's English. So this is probably now the most rewarding teaching experience I have doing the podcast. More rewarding than classroom teaching in many ways. Anyway, the point is, thank you for your messages, and I apologise if I haven't got back to all of you. Let me just restate the fact that I am open to constructive feedback. But if you feel like, you know, giving me some criticisms now, please, you know, put it in the form of constructive feedback. Don't just say, oh, you know, you're boring, because that's not constructive at all. Tell me how to make it more interesting if that's the case. Not that people regularly tell me that I'm boring. Except for this voice, this particular voice. Come on, Luke, get on with it. You know, I do have that in my head already. You know, I've got the critical voice in my head all the time, which is, oh, it's not good enough. Anyway, thank you for your messages. And thank you sincerely for donations if you've sent them to me. You are keeping this project alive. And thank you to my premium subscribers. I hope that you've been enjoying the premium content, including Premium 23, which, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I uploaded recently. I've had some great comments about the pronunciation drills in particular recently, proving to me that I'm doing the right thing there and I'm on the right track. So I will keep pushing on with that kind of content. So stay tuned for more premium content coming soon. teacherluke.co.uk/premium info to find out more about that, with specific language teaching from me to you. Okay, that's enough rambling. Thank you for listening and for being a stakeholder in Luke's English Podcast. Until next time, I will just say goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. For listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.